Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What I find interesting politically, folks, is the public polarization of Republicans. As we do, as Republicans, conservatives, we play out our little melodramas in full view. And I am proud of that. I tell people all the time, if my kid does something wrong, and, you know, while we're at a party, you wait till we get home. I say, hey, in front of everybody, knock it off. Whatever. If you've got a tiff, I mean, you need to use decorum, but if there's an issue brewing with your spouse or whatever, I mean, as I said, decorum you can wait, but you can say, babe, listen, let's just drop this. You don't have to put on pretense of, oh, we're so happy. I can't stand people like that, because you know when they get back, they're, you know, there's a Donnybrook. Be who you are. People understand. People argue. You go through all the range of emotions. It's okay, especially when you want to be known. That is the psychology of finding your friends. Don't look for the fakes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So we, as conservatives, say, here's who we are. And we say, yeah, there's a faction that's developed in our party. You know, they're a brother and sister fighting here. And the Trumplicans, if you want to call them that, but some people do, are upset with the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, we call them, because these people are not representing us. But we don't have anything to hide now that Trump has exposed that other side, the deep state that exists within Republicans and, frankly, in all of politics. They have fooled us into believing we have a two-party system. We do not. We have a one-party system. It's they against us. That's the way it works. The establishment Republicans proved that they will side with Democrats when their livelihoods are in danger. When they are in danger of losing their power and prestige and their money, they will do a seek and destroy like you've never seen in your life. Now, you've probably been in desperation at some point. Maybe you couldn't pay a bill or whatever, and you had to grovel. You had to go to your dad or your mom or your big brother or your little sister or somebody and grovel. Or you've cried to a banker, or you've told a creditor, I just take it. You know, you've had your car repossessed. You've been kicked out of an apartment. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, it sucks. I haven't had all of those things, but I've had some of them happen, and it sucks. It's not cool. But what you do is you say, you know what? I never want to be in that position again. I'm just going to go out there. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to work smarter. I'm going to put money away and all that. Your government says, I never have to feel that because I got you. So they aren't worried about paying bills. They aren't worried about paying the nation's bills, and you can be doggone skippy. They're not worried about paying theirs because they're insider trading. They're doing everything it takes to get that money. They got lobbyists paying them money. And here's the irony. All the money that goes into government is yours. From the lobbyists, let me explain how the cycle of life works with this, okay? You go out and you buy a product, and it costs $50. That $50 means the product is overpriced by $40, because $10 of it is going to go to lobbyists and government or whatever. Another $10 is going to go to taxes. But all of it is being heaped on your shoulders. And then government gets it and they say, you know what? We want to ensure that we're going to get more. So they tax you more. So the product goes to $55 and so on and so forth. Are you starting to get the picture? You pay for it all. And these people, no matter how much you give them, they still want more. I've walked people through the cycle of a cottonseed and said, from a cottonseed to your blue jeans, the government gets paid all the way through the food chain, and yet they still want more.
They bill the farmer for the land. They make him pay for the water. They make him pay for the seed. The crop comes in, and they make him pay for all the labor that goes into the crop. Then when he harvests the crop and he sells it wholesale to the mill, they make him pay for the crop, the production of the crop. Then the mill gets it. The mill does its part. They're paying for the building and all the leasehold stuff, right? Then the mill decides, okay, we're going to take it and make it into a product. And they do. They make the product. They sell the product wholesale to a retailer. And the retailer makes profit. And all along the way, there's Uncle Sugar going, where's mine? Where's mine at? Yeah, give me mine, baby. I want mine. 50%. I want my 50%. From every piece of it, the government is guaranteed not to lose money. They're not going to lose money on water. Certainly not going to lose money on the land, which that guy could easily lose if he doesn't pay his taxes. And I could go down the line. And all the way through the food chain, they make money. And then they still what? Want what? More money. Figuring out a way to tax you even more. And think about this. This product goes from a little seed where they make a fractional penny to dollars. They sell these blue jeans for $100 and the government says, give me my 8.35% or whatever they charge in retail taxes and still can't have enough money. So whether you sit on the money, you work with the money, you manufacture, you put a service together, you put it, doesn't matter where your money is, government is figuring out a way to make money on your money. And if you think the establishment is going to, well, I know we're going to get less under Donald Trump, but we just have to tighten our belts. And, you know how it works in government. Sometimes you have good people out there and other times, you know. No, government goes, I don't care who's in office. Nobody's going to get to our booty. I'm talking about pirate booty, not your Kim Kardashian. So they're not going to let you get it. And the Republicans sided with the Democrats when there was a guy that came in that said, you know what? They're robbing you. I'm going to stop them. And Donald Trump said, I'm going to show you the game. And they're, oh, boy. So look, folks, while we blame Democrats for targeting Trump successfully, but as they now realize also unsuccessfully, know this, Republicans are equally complicit, if not more. They joined with them. All this, I'm going to talk about the fall of Liz Cheney, but I want to put it into a bigger perspective. I don't care about Liz Cheney anymore. You know, she's toast to some degree, and to another degree, she's not. But all of this, I want to put into perspective, into what this Liz Cheney victory means. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Liz Cheney's loss in the primaries and the midterms has huge ramifications, huge implications. And I want to go through that, but I want to explain that we as Republicans and conservatives, we say, here, understand where we differ with one another. We're okay with that. Democrats don't want to tell you that black folks, black Democrats don't like white Democrats. They tolerate them. White Democrats hate black Democrats. They infantilize them, and everybody's happy over there, right? No, they're not. The blacks are only happy on the left when those white enablers are giving them money. And those white enablers are the biggest racists on the planet. And they say, throw them Negroes some crumbs from the table. Give them some chitlins. Give them pig feet. We'll eat pork loin. Give them pig feet. They'll be satisfied. And that's what they do. So they hire these race pimps to go out and tell them what to believe. Democrats will help you. Democrats will do this. And these race pimps go out and do it. And they make you believe that most black people think this way. No, they don't. The overwhelming black number of black people that are out there, don't misunderstand me. There is some groupthink. There's no question about it. But the overwhelming number of them know right from wrong, and they can't stand the Jesse Jacksons and Al Sharptons and D. Ray McKessons and everybody else. They're sick of living this ethnocentric black existence because they've seen what America can deliver if you're willing to work. Herman Cain, I was talking about the Republicans being as complicit and the downfall of people as the Democrats. Herman Cain was running, if you remember, years ago, he was a front runner. And people got afraid because Herman, I mean, here's this intelligent black man, accomplished, you know, president of Godfather's Pizza, blah, 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 and a rocket scientist. Herman was a rocket scientist. He's very accomplished and he's a very affable person. When people ask me, why don't you run, Kevin, I always think to myself, I remember the Herman Cain story. Herman, very affable, beautiful wife, beautiful family, great career, mimics my career in many ways, in terms of, you know, success in a capitalist businesses and what have you. And he runs for president, and Herman and I were together after he got torpedoed. Oh, Herman, you know, women are this, that, and the other. And Herman was like, man, we were together in Las Vegas, and Herman said, I told him, Herman, it's really sad what the Democrats did. Herman said, the Democrats? He said, Kevin, I won't even tell you how he said, but he was like, he said, Kevin, it was the Republicans. He said, it was so funny what Herman said, because he came completely out of character. I love it. And God rest his soul. What a fun dude to be around and a good friend to have. Anyway, Herman said, it was the Republicans who torpedoed him. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, man. It's Republicans. It wasn't the Democrats. So when I tell you, when they want to go after you and take you out, they'll take you out. They fabricate a story. And Herman, if you ever met him, I met Herman. We were together many times. And Herman would go up to, you know, people that he knew, especially ladies, and he would give them this, he'd give a man a shove, but he would give like a woman that he knew a warm, warm hug, you know, but it was like, it was so fatherly. It wasn't creepy like Joe Biden. He certainly did that. I watched him do it with many people, but you could tell there was nothing in it but love, just this overwhelming, like, look at you, you pretty thing. And Herman was that way. But I swear, it was the way family greets each other. It was not creepy and not even one iota. And the Republicans, they would have, let me just say it. They did it to Trump. Look at all these bimbos that are in the, and Trump withstood it. Herman caved. And I'm telling you, strong guy, but he was like, man, I don't need this. So let me just say this, folks. How does it feel, conservatives, to know that our side, the Republicans, will turn on us when they feel the need to protect their interests? And their interests are not our interests. Their interests are personal. Make no mistake about it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Our government has turned against us. And the Uniparty got outed by Donald Trump. And they got these minions out there that want you to destroy Trump. They want to get to you. They want to shame you into not supporting Trump. And in some cases, they want to force you. We will hire 87,000 IRS agents. And you know what they'll do? They'll go after all of you. You conservatives, I want to love to see the statistics of who gets audited with all these new IRS agents. Now, I say all this to get into this article because this is really about the fallout that's going to come from Liz Cheney. And here's what this person wrote. I think it was an American Spectator. Bush Republicanism, that zombie political persuasion, which in its heyday did for the GOP and the conservative movement what Jimmy Carter and Mike Dukakis did for Democrats, might not be quite dead, but rigor mortis set in several years ago, to be sure. Just ask Liz Cheney, whose political rear was zombified in January of 2021, when she opted to not just turn on Donald Trump in public fashion, He says Cheney was always a never Trumper. She just didn't out herself until she thought the coast was clear. He goes on. Cheney voted for the idiotic post-presidential impeachment of Trump. Then she volunteered to serve on the disgraceful kangaroo court that is the January 6th committee, perhaps the most counterproductive political fiasco since Monsieur Robespierre felt the guillotine's blade. So he's exactly right, he or she, whoever wrote this article, an American Spectator. Cheney waited until Trump was done. And then she did what all these Republicans do. They publicly turn on him. That, it was already inside. I look at Arizona politics and I tell you, it is so glaring here. There's the McCain faction. And thank God people are finally recognizing that John McCain was everything Trump said he was. And they're backing down from that. And then there's the public. There's the rest of the people that go, why are we letting one dude dictate our politics? One mean-spirited guy. If the McCains went after you in Arizona, man, you were toast when John McCain was senator. He was a king of this little kingdom. And he would torch you. I was here before, after, but you could still feel the remnants of people still looking around when they say his name, like, well, John McCain, as if the ghost is going to come up and grab him by the shoulders and smell their hair. It's just too funny to watch. So I watched this last political cycle, and I watched it play out, and even on the inside of some of these meetings, I see it playing out. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't care. If McCain wants to be a mean-spirited ghost, be a mean-spirited ghost. If your policies work, I don't care. I don't care if you could be Simon Legree or whatever. But at the end of the day, McCain's policies didn't work. He wanted to be one of these reach across the aisle types, and he always wanted to please people. And Liz Cheney has fallen into this same thing. But what I want to tell you, and what we're going to prove today, is that the battle lines were drawn, and it's a bigger win for more than just Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting the Ukrainian port city of Odessa amid Russia's ongoing invasion of the country. Guterres explaining the importance of allowing ships to travel through the Black Sea.
Getting more food and fertilizer out of Ukraine and Russia is crucial to further calm commodity markets and lower prices.
The United States is expected to see a warmer than normal fall. That's according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center. It released its projections this week, which also say a good portion of the country won't see as much precipitation as normal. This is especially true for Colorado, Utah, Missouri, and Illinois. The warm weather is expected to stick around out west and in the northeast. This is USA Radio News. The former CFO for the Trump Organization is pleading guilty to 15 felonies.
75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's former CFO, failed to pay taxes on more than $1.7 million worth of gifts. He could have gotten years in prison, but probably will serve no more than 100 days if he agrees to become a witness for the prosecution against the Trump Organization. It should be noted, no evidence of any President Trump wrongdoings were presented in the Weisselberg case. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A SpaceX Dragon cargo capsule is headed back to Earth. The unmanned spacecraft undocked from the International Space Station Friday after launching to the ISS aboard a Falcon 9 rocket back in mid-July. The capsule is scheduled for a Saturday afternoon splashdown off the coast of Florida. It's bringing back about 4,000 pounds of scientific experiments. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you hear the pundits talking about Liz Cheney lost, and she lost big in all this, and they make it appear, and I want to, before we even get into that, also understand that simultaneously they're telling you Donald Trump is gone, he's out, nobody cares about him. Laura Ingraham implied he needs to move on. Maybe there's Trump fatigue. The media is reporting this. People don't want Trump. They want DeSantis. They give us polls. They convince us Donald Trump is bad. You got to get rid of him. He's still too bombastic. The tweets are gone. Now we've got Trump Social. Trump Social, it's a failure. Which it isn't as successful as Twitter, but it's in year one, right? I'm not happy with it, but I understand that it's a fledgling business, but it's backed by a billionaire who's got other billionaire buddies. I would not bet against it right now because you're trying to change a public attitude. But what's happening while they're still torpedoing Trump? They're still trying to get you all this stuff. Even Peter Strzok had the nerve to come out recently and say something about Trump's passports. And he says, yeah, he probably has Russian passports. A debunked Russian thing, whole concoction by the left, spearheaded by Hillary Clinton, absolutely taking the ball and running with it with the FBI, part of which is what Peter Strzok's problem is because he's being sued by Trump. And yet, he's still spewing this BS. With a committee that was overloaded with Hillary Clinton folks, he's been disgraced with his own text. We know the politicization of the FBI, and he was part of it. And he still wants to convince you Trump's the bad guy. Not him. How could he be? He's FBI. So what? He let Hillary get away with it. So what? He and Lisa Page and many others conspired to target one of America's probably best citizens if you look at it from the standpoint of economics and not doing bad things to society, giving back, blah, 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 you, whatever your measuring stick is. But boy, they all got to chime in because the idea here is somehow through media, social media, putting you in the gulag, suing Trump, suing everybody around, then we got to make you understand how bad this man is. Because he is bad. If you look at it from their perspective, he is the biggest existential threat to mankind because Trump is getting in the way of leftists and your money. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.
844-551-8255. Sad to think this, but it is the case. The government is against you. And I'm all for government. There are things we need to do. I'm all for communism. Communism, meaning there are things that we collectively must do. We must collectively take care of people who can't take care of themselves. We must collectively make sure that our elderly are treated with respect. We must collectively say that somebody needs to oversee the, you know, safety, public safety. And I could go on. A strong military that is not sissified with LGBTQ nonsense. All these things. There is a communal thing of all of this. Even the LGBT community should say, you know what? We do not want sissies in the military. We don't want to bring our social nonsense into the military. That is a group that, it's kind of like Hollywood. They say, Hollywood, you can't sue us because we say you're too fat or too black or too ugly or whatever. Well, the military should have some leeway, don't you think? But no, Hollywood can have leeway, not the military. We got to bring all our social engineering into that. How about academia? Don't you think academia should have some leeway to say, look, we can explore all subjects here because we're studying it? But no, don't open your mouth if you're a conservative. Anyway, going back to this article, he says the rumblings within the GOP have gotten louder and louder since, they're talking about since January 2021, especially as Trump-backed challengers have been knocked off one impeachment voter after another, and the MAGA revivalist wing of the party has laid waste to the Bush Republican crowd up and down the GOP ballot this year. I got to tell you something. I'm going to break in here. I am so glad that the Bush family is getting their butts kicked. I don't want to hear about Jeb. I don't want to hear about HWG or any of them. I want them gone. I don't want to hear about the daughters. None. And I don't mean it in a mean-spirited way. I'm saying politically, I want them gone. I don't want to talk about Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, any of them. It was the worst political dynasty this country's ever seen. The worst. When I look at it, when I look back on it, they were worse than Obama. And the only one that I can tell you right now they're not worse than are two. Jimmy Carter, and his legacy isn't even quite as bad, so I may have to take that back. But nobody can be worse than Joe Biden. Nobody. But the Bush family dynasty, in retrospect, horrible for this nation. That was our Republican choice? And people say it to me all the time, well, what about Bush? And I used to stand up with him, but I mean, come on, man. I don't stand up for him anymore. They were a horrible family. Elitist to their rotten core. And Bush would talk about passionate conservatism. Conservatism is compassionate. You don't need to put anything in front of it. I talk about it all the time. You don't have to put Christian in front of conservative. Judeo-Christian. We are a God-seeking group of people who are philanthropic. We are humanitarian to our core, to our brilliant, lighted, God-inspired core. So we don't have to put anything in front, in as much as you don't have to put anything in front of leftists. Leftists are evil and vile creatures. He goes on. And Tuesday, the voters of Wyoming delivered to Cheney a metaphorical echo of what befell Robespierre, which was, of course, the guillotine. Harriet Hageman, a lawyer who's made a name for herself going to war against the EPA and environmentalist wacko groups over a three-decade career, and who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2018, clobbered the most prominent never-Trumper in elected office by a 65-31% margin. She beat her by 34 points. And this was at the time, it was 60% of the votes had been counted at the time of the publication. So I'm going to stop there for just a second. So we've got, again, Donald Trump. Go back, do yourself this little thought exercise. Go back and look at articles that say Trump is out, nobody wants him, DeSantis is the man, whatever. It was funny. I would look at these things. I would say, but I'm a huge DeSantis fan, just so we're clear on this. I'm a bigger DeSantis fan as a person than I am of Trump. And the reason is DeSantis is he's easier to talk to. I've been with them both. DeSantis, for me, is easier to talk to, and he's more real and open to discussion than Trump. That's not saying anything bad about Trump. What I liked about Trump is you've got his attention, you've got his full attention. You may only have it for a minute, but you've got his full attention. He's not looking around. His thought is what you're saying. So I like them both, but I mean, DeSantis is a much more, if I was going to hang out with a guy, it would be DeSantis. Not saying that I wouldn't hang out with Trump. So, but while they were touting this battle royale, and I don't know if you even want to go back this far, but there was one point where they made the comment that Trump and DeSantis were feuding. And see, I know enough about media to say that's a lie. There were no indications. I was in political circles you wouldn't believe. Not a single indication that these two guys were beefing at all. But that was the leftist narrative, and I knew it. I was like, they're not beefing. And sure enough, DeSantis came out later and said, I don't know what the media is talking about. He goes, I have nothing but respect for Trump. And I was thinking, yep, I knew it. They were testing the waters. And they've been touching the fence to see if it's electrified, throwing stuff against the fence to see if it's electrified for quite some time. Because everything leading up to where we are today, where they, DeSantis could beat Trump and this and they're taking straw polls and making up their own polls. And you know what? Every time they say it, what happens? Trump proves that's a lie. Trump goes, they did a thing at TPUSA. I don't think Charlie Kirk would do anything to try to piss off DeSantis. And they do a straw poll and everybody in there, 73% Trump, 16% DeSantis, whatever. Trump's 50 points ahead of anybody. Yet, the media, that's Donald Trump, he's going down. Even Fox News, I talked about this the other day, Laura Ingraham said something like, is there Trump fatigue, Trump this, that? All the late night comments, Trump. We hate Trump. He's still the most talked about guy in America. He is the most celebrated dude in the world. You don't hear about Barack Obama. You don't hear about any of these leftist clowns. Trump is the man. He is the de facto president of this country. And you may not be running it, but they couldn't get rid of him. They send the FBI in. What next? The CIA? You going to bomb him? You going to send a drone up? I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're explaining, I'm explaining, trying to, the Liz Cheney fallout and what it means, because it's absolutely huge. It's huge. Because when you look at what the establishment, if you will, and by the way, this is either party, the establishment wanted to do to Donald Trump and do to us by way of Donald Trump, who is effectively the guy of the moment. And luckily we chose the right guy for the moment. We didn't choose some weak-kneed sissy who was going to give up. We chose somebody who said, I don't even care if you like or dislike my style. I'm going to protect you.
I'll put it to you this way. If you're in the midst of a fracas and you're about to get beat up, and some dude comes along and he's going to fight for you, do you care how he fights, or do you care that he's a heck of a fighter? Do you care what your fighter looks like? I hope my fighter's black and he's good looking and looks like Denzel. Said nobody ever. You want your fighter to be the best. If Denzel's a pansy, you don't want him fighting for you. You want the... give me Tex Cobb. Give me that ugly dude that can take a hit. That can take a lick. Because that's who I want fighting for me. And that's essentially I don't want to call it a metaphor, but it is. It's kind of a metaphor. I don't care what Donald Trump looks like as a fighter. Get your butt in there and fight. And be dirty. Man, be dirty. Fish hook him. Eye gouge him. You know, punch him in the throat. Do whatever it takes to win this fight. Does that make sense to you? Because, see, this fight isn't a joke. This fight is the reason why you got locked down. You self-imprisoned. You self-enslaved yourself. I know. I said self a lot of times. You self-enslaved yourself, self. Okay? You did. You put a stupid mask on that provided nothing for you. You took a vaccine in some cases because somebody said, you better do it. You better do it or else. And I don't know. I better go and get it. And you did it. You did everything that they wanted you to do. You did everything that a bully would tell you to do. And now you don't want a fighter? What? You didn't get your... They didn't wedgie your panties up your butt far enough for you to understand that you don't like that? Oh, I don't like you being so brash. You should be ashamed of yourselves if you're saying that about Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. My producers are like, you're going to make them mad. I don't care. Get mad. Get mad, quit listening. Go listen to somebody. Go listen to Hannity. Go listen to Bungie. Go listen to somebody that'll tell you what you want. I don't care. I don't know who's telling what. I don't listen to them. But I'll tell you this. I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. Because if you are going to turn over your fighter, meanwhile, who do they have? They have a demented old clown who's as crooked as a day is long with his crackhead son and his narcissistic egomaniac of a wife. And they want to fight to the death for that clown. And you want to give up a warrior. You should be ashamed of yourselves for thinking that like that. Idiotic thinking. I was talking to a group of Republicans. I may have said this the other day. And they're trying to look for leadership because our GOP, you know, has to step down. And they're, well, you know, Donald Trump, he's so bombastic and he's this, that, and the other. And then they were talking about it. And Carrie Lake is just like him. And I stopped the meeting and I said, okay, so I just want to be clear. You have a guy who's bombastic and he's all these things you just said. And he won in 2016 against all odds. And he actually won in 2020 because you all know he got cheated. Then you get a gubernatorial candidate who adapts his style, supports him, and she wins against all odds. And you say, why do we want to follow that strategy? You don't want to follow what winners do? Is that what I'm hearing you say, GOP? And they're like, well, when you put it what way? You either want to win or you don't. Let me tell you, winning coaches don't watch losing coaches. Winning coaches look at what winners do. Vince Lombardi is studied, not Joe Blow that, you know, went 2-14 in the NFL. Nobody's studying the losers. What you should be studying is the winners and saying, what did he do to win and what can I do better? So here's what I would tell you. Go be bombastic like Trump. He got into the media, but refine the style. Silk suit and a crocodile smile, baby. I don't care what it takes, but here's what you better have. Substance, because that's what Trump has. And let me tell you, Liz Cheney, no substance. Ready to abandon you. Why? Because leftists went, well, we can't let people understand the game. So Trump's telling people about the game. He's telling them that we cheated. We can't let the people lose faith because then we're toast. And here's what the Democrats would be better off doing. They'd be better off saying, there was widespread election cheating and we're going to implement all the processes to stop that. Do you think that's happening right now or do you think it's quite the opposite? Democrats right now are and Republicans are strategizing to stop your vote, to make your vote meaningless. The same way it's meaningless in China. They don't care. They don't get a vote. The government says this is our new leader, and that's it. Well, you know what this government did? It said, this is your new leader. That's it. You think we're any different than China? Why do you think Pelosi said, they're the freest nation in the world, and China is... Well, she said it for two reasons. One, that is freedom for her. The elites make the decisions. They're free. Free to do whatever they want. Oh, and by the way, her son, who wasn't on the travel manifest, he's doing business with big companies in China. Let me get back on track. Political parties are like families. We're supposed to agree philosophically, but we might differ in approach. I remember in the old days when it was Tip O'Neill and other, you know, the various makeup of the House, and these guys would fight it out. But I always got the feeling, I was young and a little bit more naive politically, but I got the feeling we all cared about the country. But that changed at some point. Now, even within the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, there's infighting. But again, we're all supposed to care about the greater good. Even the McCainites, these elitist establishment Republicans in Arizona, and the other group, or if you want to make it national, the Romney-McCain faction and other Republicans, we were all supposed to have this agreement that no matter how we may differ in the approach, the common good was what we were all shooting for. It's not the case. And it's certainly not the case for Democrats. So what, you know, I know many blacks that have different methodologies, if you will, of what they think is success. I listen to them all. But what I can tell you is what I want for the black community is success. It may come as tough love at times, but there is no, God knows is my witness. I want black folks to be viewed through the prism of greatness, the way it used to be. But see, there are blacks on the other side. They don't care. They want to get paid. So going back to the parties, the parties don't care about this country. It's all personal self-interest. And I'm going to tell you, who gets promoted, who gets touted, who gets lauded in this system are people who will toe the line. Do what you're told. Stay in line. Don't try to go around the system. That's why, let me tell you, that's why Trump is hated. How dare he jump over governors and senators and congressmen, this brash businessman, to think he could run for president. And do you know what the Republicans and the Democrats did to Donald Trump in 2016? I'm about to blow your mind. Both those parties orchestrated for Trump to win against all the other candidates. They orchestrated it. They made it happen. Don't believe me. I'm telling you. Go look it up. They made it happen. Remember that contentious battle, and it went down to Ted Cruz and the governor of Ohio, that rhino chump, Kasich? They orchestrated the Trump win. Why? Because they'd already had the predetermined victor, Hillary Clinton. The cheat was in. The machines were rigged. Everybody was ready to go. People hated Trump. But they didn't hate him to the degree that they hated him in 2020, but they hated him. And they thought, no way. They had already gotten the polling, everything done. And they said, we'll get him. And that's why, when you remember that picture, that big shock where Valerie Jarrett and the Jen Psaki and all of them, they're just like deadpan look on their face when Trump was declared the victor. It's because they did everything they were supposed to do. Everybody in the whole system knew the outcome, and you thwarted it because you voted for Trump in so many numbers they couldn't flip the algorithm, but they said it will never happen again. More when we come back.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.